Hello, hello, and this is the Sleon Productions podcast where we interview entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, and just people that just bring value, that have energy, that want to be entrepreneurs. And joining us today, I actually met this guy on Facebook, and Colin Kirk. He is a real estate investor. Now he's a podcaster. Hey, Colin, welcome back. Welcome to the Sleon Productions podcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate what you do. I appreciate your work, and I'm glad to be here.
So, Colin, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you've done some real estate, but tell us your beginnings.
My beginnings, they kind of go everywhere, but I can tell you that before I got into the real estate world, I actually did spend 7 years recording and helping produce music. Mm-hmm. So I actually got my degree in audio production. So I kind of am familiar with the tech area. However, I just decided after 2009, or excuse me, between 2009 and 2012, there was a shift, right? Going from analog to digital. We all saw it coming, all the studios downtown. And I just decided to get back into what I was naturally good at, which is sales, business, and marketing, and real estate just happens to be the cream of the crop.
And what got you into audio and video production back in the day?
Back in the day, me and some buddies used to like to go dancing and stuff, and I'd always been interested in music, but I always thought you had to have a full band. But at that time, you know, not having the proper knowledge, I met a DJ at one of the biggest clubs here in town, and he would come work out when I was working at a gym, and he showed me the software, like, oh, this is how you make the beats. This is how we put everything together to put on a live performance. And I was just blown away and intrigued and kind of just took it from there. I decided to move to Nashville for almost 5 years and got my degree. And really did it for a long time, but that's in the past. But that's kind of where it started, and we've evolved into the real estate world, and that now it's Podcast City.
Yeah, and like you were saying, a lot of things have been shifted. I've been in video and audio for the past 10, 15 years, and it's definitely shifted a lot. We're now seeing, you know, channels being developed like online rather than back in the day. You had to build a TV station or you had to buy a TV station. But now things are a little bit easier, but doesn't get any cheaper sometimes. Tell us about your journey with real estate. I know real estate's always a big eye-opener for a lot of people. A lot of millionaires and billionaires are involved with real estate at a certain capacity. Tell us your involvement with that.
Sure. A fun statistic is that's absolutely correct. 90% of all millionaires on this planet, they did it via real estate. So that should give you a good indication to study it, whether if that's what you want to do full-time, part-time, or whatever. You know, you should learn it for your family. How I got my start in it was I was looking for a second job because I was selling gym memberships at that current time. This is post the music, and I decided to be basically there was a secretary position on the weekends to set appointments because now there's an app does everything. It sets and books the appointment. But at the time, anyways, there was a secretary, and I went and interviewed at Realty Executives, and there was 9 other people that interviewed for the same position. But I came in there with really good energy, really good everything. And she called me 4 days later and she was like, Colin, we've decided to go with you because we like your energy. We see what you're doing. You hustle a lot. And voila, there it went. So I went from being a secretary. I saw these people coming in with Mercedes, Audis. And I was like, okay, what am I doing wrong here? I'm 26 years old. I'm setting appointments. So I need to be in those, right? And so I just decided, hey, guys, I'm going to get my realtor's license, and off it went. So I became a realtor there for a year, and then I stepped down and worked for a boutique, a smaller firm for a little while.
And tell us your experience as a realtor, you know, real estate right now is hot, is booming. But tell us, how was the beginnings? Was it hard to find your first client? Was it like the first day you got your first client and then you were, you know, making thousands of dollars? Tell us about that first experience.
My first 9 months, I was like, maybe I'm in the wrong business. Maybe I ain't doing this right, because I didn't sell nothing, right? I kept knocking on doors, making phone calls, emails, all the procedures that it takes to be successful. And then finally, I got my first sale. And then after that, it pretty much was, you know, I was closing at least once every 2 or 3 months. But simultaneously, right? Excuse my dog's here. Simultaneously, I was working on owning properties as well. So I didn't put 100% of my energy into that. I decided, I was like, I need to own property as well so that I can become a landlord and retire. Because I had a wild, crazy goal. I told people, I was like, my goal was to have the ability to retire at 33. However, I did it at 32. It threw me off for a loop because I did a lot faster than I expected. And now I've decided, you know, me doing this podcast is jumping out of the real estate world. I'd done over 40 plus transactions, helped several other realtors, and done approximately 10 or 11 flips. You know, to me, it's almost as easy as chewing bubble gum, which is crazy, but you know how it is. Just like you got your tech stuff all mapped out, it just becomes natural at some point.
Before we head into the podcast sector, real estate, who motivated you? Any books that you read that really got you going? Tell us your influences in real estate.
I have two really powerful influences. One, it was Carlton Sheets. He was a big seminar guy in the 80s and 90s for real estate, and working out kind of creative financing deals. And number two, the book, I've read it 3 or 4 times now. You're probably very familiar with it. It's The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. I mean, that book changed my entire life on how I take action, right? You 10X everything you do, you can't lose, right? Because if 2 or 3 things fall out, you've 10X'd it. You've got the seven or eight things to fall back on because you put in the work.
Yeah, Grant Cardone is very influential in the real estate world, especially lately. He's definitely been very motivating to a lot of people out there. Podcasting, of course, has become the hot commodity these past couple of years, even though it's been around for 15, 20 years. But as of late, it feels like every company, every person, or anything has a podcast. Colin, tell us your journey with that.
My journey with that literally kind of came around May-ish of this year. I started studying into it, and I just kind of looked into the Anchor app, and I was like, wow, this is so simple. My dog could do it. You know, you literally push a button and it starts the podcast for you. It's, you know, and after you conclude it, you get to upload the music, you type your description, and your Spotify owns Anchor. And it's already distributed on 6 different platforms for you. So for a beginner podcast thing, it's like it's a dream, right? You don't have to have the microphone, the mixer, the producer somewhere remotely. And I just decided that I see this being the future. Like you said, it's been here 10, 15 years already, pretty heavy in the market. And everyone, of course, not everyone, but, you know, Joe Rogan has made it cool to do interviews, right? So you can kind of intermingle video, audio with podcast, and make it fun.
Yeah, podcasting has definitely become a little bit more multi-platform. It used to be just audio. Apple were the first ones to introduce the podcasting platform back in the early 2000s with their iPod. And ever since, it's been evolved. I mean, I started podcasting, let's say, in 06. And I knew that I had to do both video and audio because YouTube was just coming out at the time. And a lot of people were going on YouTube. It was just, I mean, YouTube has been unstoppable since day one. And I would just record the podcast in video. And then I will rip the audio and upload it to iTunes, to Apple Podcasts. Now it's Apple Podcasts. It used to be iTunes. Now it's Apple Podcasts. And then I will go to multiple distributors like Spotify, iHeart, you know, TuneIn, and like the top podcasting directories. And you always want to put it on YouTube because YouTube is the, I believe, their number one or number two podcast platform in the world.
Wow.
So I always put it on YouTube just in case. And YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. So I always tell clients or friends of mine that if they want to produce a podcast, you got to do video. No pressure. I know you're just doing it on Anchor. That's where you start. And I knew one client or one person that started on like Anchor. And now he's getting more, you know, a little bit more high quality, bringing in the mic, bringing in the camera, the studio, and things like that. But hey, Anchor FM was actually, I think it was invested by Gary Vaynerchuk a couple years back. Maybe not, but like he for sure introduced it to me and to the world, now Spotify. So Colin, what have been the challenges so far? And I mean, what do you know now about podcasting that you didn't know before?
I think maybe this applies to everyone. It's just searching for new content. Like, you can put out so many videos, right? And then you feel internally, well, I've already talked about that, kind of, right? You know, so it's kind of just what to overcome with the new topic. And that's why I think, you know, it's vital to do new videos with new people, right? Because then you get new material, right? I'm learning from you, just like hopefully you'll learn something from me today. And so because I did get my degree in audio production, I'm kind of familiar with the gear and the equipment, the microphones. I'm not gonna say like I'm not an expert tech, but I'm above average, I would say. And yeah, my goal, hopefully, if everything pans out the way I want to do it, I would like to do audio 4 days a week and then do one video show a week. You know, that way you ain't always got to get dressed up. You know, you can do it wherever, however you feel. So,
and tell us about your podcast format. Do you have a guest in your show, or do you go solo and do a whole Rush Limbaugh bit? Like, what is the format for your podcast?
For the most part, it's been just me, and I've been discussing a variety of real estate, business, and Jesus Christ. However, I've branched out and done several episodes with my friend Susie Vincent, and we've interviewed a few people. Me and her have done a few shows. So since I've decided that I want to move to Florida or Colorado, I know everything seems like it's up in the air with me, but I just sold two of my rental properties, and now I can finally facilitate what I want to do as far as the moving and continue to grow this podcast.
Why do you say Colorado and Florida? Of course, Florida is a hot state. They call it the free state, and a lot of the Grant Cardone followers move down to Florida. I've noticed that. But tell us why those two states, and what is the deciding factor for that?
Well, number one, well, I guess we'll start with Florida. Florida would be, it's always been just a vacation destination for me, but it's the free state. You know, we got Governor DeSantis down there. I don't want to wear a mask everywhere I go. I want to see people's face. I want them to see mine. And yeah, the flips are massive down there. So, you know, Tennessee, the flips are good everywhere if you know what you're doing. But especially down in Florida and Colorado, I have a few buddies from high school and church that have kind of developed a landscaping business up there. And I really feel like if I go move up there, I can really help 10X their landscaping business and take it to a whole new level. They're doing really well. So it's kind of like, do I jump into an unknown of real estate down in Florida, or jump into kind of an unknown but still semi-level business because of the landscaping that they're doing?
One point I would like to give you, then, Florida landscaping is all year round. I don't know about Colorado, but I know it's cold in Colorado, and you might not cut grass in like wintertime. But in Florida, yeah. Wintertime is pretty warm, and there's a lot of landscaping going on. But just want to, you know, give you a heads up on that. But obviously, you probably don't know any landscapers down here. But if you ever did, that'd be something to consider.
I was going to ask you too. Like, yeah. How often do you really have to like evacuate Florida and leave? Everyone talks about, oh, Florida's the, you know, how often do you actually really have to move and worry about hurricanes?
Well, Colin, to be honest, even if a hurricane did come, mostly or all buildings, houses, all the structure is on code for hurricanes. So it is sturdy enough. The windows, you might have heard of it, impact windows. I mean, you could shoot a gun bullet to it and nothing will happen. So evacuation, I've never evacuated since like 1992 when Hurricane Andrew came. But right now, all the house structures are like, you know, all sturdy enough, built enough for hurricanes. So all you need to do is wait inside. Now, hurricanes, in my experience here in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Fort Lauderdale area,
yeah.
Gosh, we might get one every couple, one like every 8 years or so, or a couple years. It's not much. Like it usually flies by us a lot. I do see that a lot of hurricanes go through the Florida Keys. I've noticed they get hit a lot, quite often, I mean, every 2-3 years. But where I'm at, I haven't seen one in 6 years, to be honest. And I say it's not a big deal. Yes, for a new resident coming to Florida, yeah, you'd be a little bit more concerned. But from my experience, I just stay home and hopefully your electricity doesn't go off. That's like the only one that only part that I would be worried about. But if some cities have their like electrical lines underground and has no effect, but if they're over the ground in the street, then there's a high risk that you might not have power and not able to watch TV or record a podcast.
Yeah. So you definitely need some backup generators. I got 3 generators.
Well, there you
and
go.
We don't have to worry about that, but I have a little houseboat on the water here, so it's, you know, generators is always a good idea just in case, you know.
So what percentage you're leaning towards Florida and towards Colorado, or you're 50-50 dead center?
Well, here's what I decided to do. I literally yesterday booked my flight to Colorado. I'm going to go there for a week first, and then me and my buddy, or it may just be me, I'm going to come down to Florida for approximately a week. And then I'm going to come back to Tennessee and kind of have my conclusion, because you're right. You know, there's landscaping year-round in Florida. Podcast is going. I've got the real estate. I've got you now, hopefully, as a new homie and somebody that can plug me in somewhere. And the goal is to own a house in Florida, Tennessee, and Colorado.
Wow.
Because I love you know, we don't have no limits if you know – if. Well, this is the United States of America, right? So what you get is what the work and who you associate with. You know, there's relationships really matter.
That's awesome, Colin. Now, which part of Florida were you thinking about moving to?
I've got my eye on St. Pete, Florida. I went on vacation last year to Clearwater, Florida, stayed at the Wyndham. Right there, and it was just absolutely gorgeous, and and everyone has, I know a few people down in Florida, they've just told me how awesome of a town St. Pete is, and I feel like that's close enough to Clearwater, you know, it's only 30 minutes out or so, and I could just, it would literally just be a new, fresh beginning, 100%, not 100%, but, you know, 95%. If I go to Colorado, I've got the established work, and I've got the buddies that I've known for a while. So it is. It's going to be a. I'll know for sure as soon as I get back.
And a good decision to go 1 week in Colorado and 1 week in Florida. You are able to do that because you've done the work previously. You earn the money, the income to do these type of moves. But yeah, that's a great idea to stay a week in Colorado and a week in Florida. I'm thinking my prediction is if I had to put money into it, you'd probably move to Florida.
It is. I've been talking about it all year. As you know, I've been talking on my podcast and telling everybody I was going to Florida. This landscape kind of just happened the last 2 or 3 weeks because I see the cash flow they're doing with that. And with money and being able to travel, as long as they don't stop travel again, you know, the sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. Colin has done the work. Back into podcasting, who are your favorite podcasters that you've listened to that's really influenced you?
I would say the most impactful would be Jordan Peterson. That man is just brilliant from all angles because he's just the most captivating wordsmith this world has probably ever seen. Maybe there's other people, but I would say Jordan Peterson. I'm a big fan of the Ted and Austin Brower show. They're down in Florida. They specialize in vitamins, nutrition, but they also bring in world news all the time. So it's very interesting getting a dose of those. And you know, Joe, I like Joe. You know, Joe Rogan's just a cool dude. You know, and he has all kinds of interesting guests. I mean, that to me, he's probably in the top five. Or he's number one or number two, ain't he, in downloads and all that?
Yeah, Joe Rogan, they considered him the number one podcaster in the world. His format's a little long for me, for my style. He could go up to 3 hours.
Yeah.
Which I don't have much time because I listen to 8 other podcasts. And that adds up to, like, I think maybe like 3-4 hours. Now, your format... you're going for short form, you're going for long form. How long do you want your podcast to be?
Ideally, once I iron it out, somewhere between 15 and 30 minutes. I really have been doing very short. Like my average length is about 3 minutes max. So that's why I've also added
Team Kirk is... There you are. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I had a phone call that I had to delete. What'd you say now? I missed the
question. What time format is your podcast going to be? Short form, long form?
It's going to be more short form unless I go the interview route, because an interview opens up the floodgate of questions, curiosity, this and that. But if I had to say now, it was a short form.
Yes, and I've listened to your podcast. The last few of them have been like 1 to 2 minutes, and I like those type of ones, you know, some tidbits to get yourself motivated. And Colin has the experience. And that's what I like when I listen to people or even speakers, podcasters that have been through it, that have flip houses, flip real estate, rather than someone that doesn't have much and they're just giving you like, you know, well, life coaching is good, you know, for a purpose. But what I like is Colin. That has experience. He's been there. He's done that. He's able to go and fly to Florida for a week, fly to Colorado for a week, and decide where to move. And he has the freedom to move anywhere he wants. That's the best part. So tell us about your hashtag Team Kirk and what's behind the whole ordeal.
I've kind of carried that with me. Even a little bit before the real estate, and you know, my last name is Kirk, and it's one of those things like I really stand behind doing good business, and that's what I want Team Kirk to represent. We're just doing good business. It doesn't matter what I'm involved with. Team Kirk is on it. It's going to be good. So real simple, real sweet, I thought about one day possibly incorporating Team Kirk and selling items and stuff. But that would be, you know, I want to grow an audience now. I thought I was going to retire and just be a landlord, right? But this, you can't, to me, it's like I couldn't retire because I got bored. I never thought I would get bored just collecting checks. But trust me, You do. You have to find new ways of motivation. And this is it. Because a podcast every time is different, right?
Yeah. Like I said, you know, with podcasts or in life, you evolve to different new challenges and new things and new formats. And that's what Colin is doing. Colin Kirk, he found me through a Facebook podcasting group. You've been networking with other podcasters. How has that experience been?
I think it's been pretty good, you know, but this is definitely the most professional, and I appreciate the production that I've definitely done so far. So I appreciate you allowing me to come on your platform. I know people are going to see this and be like, wow, okay, Colin Kirk ain't playing about podcasts. And they're also going to see Mr. Santiago Sleon. He's got high quality work. The man has a tech solution company. I mean, you pretty much do everything, don't you? Web design.
Web development, app development, video and audio. I've become a one-man show. I don't know how I do it. People ask me. I could be Superman. I'm not 100% sure. But so, Colin, what advice would you tell a person that is thinking about starting a podcast?
I would tell them to explore several ideas, and that my personal one was I'm going to do 1,000 shows, and then I'll narrow it down to whatever my topic is. So the first 1,000, let it be whatever you want to talk about. I've kind of got it under 3, real estate, business, and Jesus Christ. But if they have that window of, okay, I can mess up 999 times or I can explore 900, they'll know after I've done 100 episodes, I find like, okay, motivation and business and real estate is really where it's my strong point, because I believe you have to train your mind to think positive things. It's important to have positive quotes all around your house, right? So that it's constantly embedded in your mind. We live in such a negative world that if you don't do that, you'll get caught up in the negativity.
Amen to that. Colin's absolute right. Taking action, deciding what niche to get into in podcasting or in life, and also in careers. You know, hey, what you're good at. Are you good in managing? Are you good in directing or accounting? Or, hey, you're just a simple guy trying to figure it out. Hey, maybe give us some more time. Colin, we're coming toward the end of our show.
Wow, we've already done 28 minutes. That's 20 crazy. Minutes.
You recommended books. You told us your advice. Tell us what is the best way to reach you and also to find your podcast.
I would say Facebook is the easiest way to reach me, and my podcast is Anchor FM Colin Kirk, Colin space Kirk. And of course, the hashtag all caps Team Kirk, that pulls up everything that I've done via Facebook to Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a new journey, and thank you for having me on your show. This has been an honor and a blessing, and I hope we can do another one.
Absolutely. And I want to tell everyone, hey, anything's possible now. Like I was saying, you know, 50 years ago, you had to buy a TV station or you had to buy a satellite to get a transmission going. Now it's way easier with the internet. Now there's TV shows from left and right, not just a podcast. Now there are TV shows. There's 24. TV channels that you can see on Pluto that you've never seen on your cable company. Now they're streaming apps where you're able to distribute content that which is exclusive. So there's definitely a avenue way easier than before, and keep in mind, guys, anything is possible if you put your mind to it. Well, Colin Kirk, really a pleasure. Any closing words before we go?
I just want to say thank you and shout out to Sleon Productions. You're the one that produced this show today, and we're going to do better shows. I hope to talk to you more off camera, on camera, and we're just going to keep building. That's what we do. We build good things around here.
Absolutely, Colin. We'll love to work with you. And if you move down to Florida, we'll definitely work closer. Thanks for coming on to the Sleon Productions podcast.
You're welcome. You have a good day, sir.